Wikipedia.
Today is Thursday, June 27th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Arnold Bennett. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, your go-to podcast for diving into the intriguing lives and contributions of notable figures that shape our understanding of the world. I'm Alloy, and today we're exploring the captivating life of Arnold Bennett, a literary luminary whose work provides a remarkable window into the early 20th century. Arnold Bennett was an English writer whose novels, essays, and plays garnered much acclaim and truly captured the spirit of his time. Born in 1867, his journey from modest beginnings to becoming one of the most popular authors of his era is nothing short of inspiring. Bennett's early life was spent in the Potteries district of Staffordshire, which would later be immortalized in his works as the Five Towns. Growing up in a household that valued storytelling, he was surrounded by a rich tapestry of local color and tradition, which profoundly influenced his literary career. It's interesting to think about how our early environments shape our creative pursuits. Have you ever wondered how your hometown or upbringing might influence your own life's work? He began his career in the legal field, but it didn't take long for Bennett to realize his true passion lay in writing. At 21, he moved to London and started working for a women's magazine. This job offered him an entry point into the world of publishing and writing. What I find particularly fascinating here is how sometimes our dream careers emerge from the most unexpected beginnings, like starting in law and ending up as a celebrated novelist. One of Arnold Bennett's most notable achievements was his portrayal of the Five Towns, an inventive fictional representation of the industrial milieu of his youth. Through his novel series, including classics such as Anna of the Five Towns and The Old Wives' Tale, Bennett crafted a meticulous social history of this community. These works are renowned for their detailed character studies and vivid depiction of everyday life. It's a great reminder of how fiction can serve as both entertainment and a lens through which we can understand complex social dynamics. The Old Wives' Tale, considered by many as Bennett's masterpiece, was published in 1908 and showcases his ability to intertwine personal fates with broader societal changes. The novel spans several decades and introduces us to two sisters, chronicling their vastly different lives. Let me share a quick anecdote from this novel. One sister, Constance, lives a relatively quiet life running the family business, while the other, Sophia, elopes with a charming but unreliable man, a decision that propels her into a whirlwind of events across Europe. The contrast between their lives generates a compelling narrative on destiny, choice, and the inexorable tides of change that we all must navigate. Beyond his novels, Bennett was also a prolific journalist and essayist. During World War I, he served as director of propaganda in France, which gave him yet another avenue to impact public opinion and morale. It's fascinating to recognize the many hats he wore: novelist, playwright, journalist, and government official. This versatility is a testament to his keen understanding of communication and narrative. And let's not forget his innovative approach to writing. Unlike many of his contemporaries, Bennett emphasized the importance of clear and direct prose. He believed that literature should be accessible, and his writing style reflects that philosophy. This accessibility widened his readership and cemented his place in literary history. What are your thoughts on this? Do you think a more straightforward writing style can help bridge the gap between different readers, or do you sometimes miss the poetic complexity in more direct prose? One of Bennett's significant contributions to literature was his effort in demystifying the act of writing itself. In his book, How to Live on 24 Hours a Day, he broke down time management and productivity principles into simple, actionable advice. Imagine being able to glean life-changing insights from a literary master. His practical tips on carving out time for intellectual and artistic pursuits remain relevant even today. It's a powerful reminder that no matter how busy we are, there are always ways to prioritize our passions. A somewhat controversial aspect of Bennett's legacy is the critique he received from other literary giants of his time. Virginia Woolf, for instance, criticized him for his materialistic themes and perceived lack of psychological depth. Woolf's essay, Mr. Bennett and Mrs. Brown, is often cited in this context. Despite such critiques, Bennett had an unshakable conviction in his narrative style and thematic choices, standing as an example of sticking to one's artistic integrity despite external opposition. It's worth pondering, how do we balance constructive criticism while maintaining our unique voice in our respective fields? When talking about Arnold Bennett, one can't ignore his personal charisma and his contributions to the arts beyond the written word. He was an engaging public speaker and a frequent presence in the cultural circles of London. His lectures and public readings attracted many and contributed to the cultural life of the metropolis. There was something remarkably modern about his public persona, almost akin to today's multimedia writers who traverse different platforms seamlessly. Have you ever attended a lecture or talk that left a lasting impression on you? What was it about that experience that resonated so deeply? Bennett's influence also extended into cookery, believe it or not. The omelette Arnold Bennett is a dish named in his honor, invented at the Savoy Hotel in London. He reportedly loved this gourmet creation so much that he insisted on it being prepared for him wherever he went. Think about it. How many writers can claim to have a culinary legacy? In his later years, Arnold Bennett continued to write and remained a stalwart figure in the literary world until his death in 1931. He succumbed to typhoid fever, contracted from drinking contaminated water in France, a tragic end for someone who had such a meticulous eye for detail in life. As we wrap up this episode, Arnold Bennett's life and work remind us of the richness that comes from embracing multiple roles and perspectives. Whether it's through the industrial vigor of the Five Towns or the timeless wisdom of his essays, his contributions continue to echo through literary history. So here's a thought to leave you with. How do the stories of the past shape the way you understand the present and envision the future? Bennett's panoramic view of societal changes through personal tales invites us to reflect on our own narratives and their place in the broader fabric of history. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Wikipodia. We hope you found Arnold Bennett's story as fascinating as we did. If this sparked your interest, dive deeper into his works and maybe take a stroll through the streets of your own Five Towns. Join us next time as we explore more captivating lives from the past and their impact on our present and future.
That was the Wikipodia podcast for the article of the day, Arnold Bennett. Thanks for listening. See you next time.